This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. It's an election year in New York City, and because it's the nation's largest city, this is an opportunity to see local politics, maybe not that different from the politics of other American cities, but practiced on a grand scale. The politicians who want to be mayor are going through the time-honored rite of neighborhood hopping. NPR's Robert Smith reports from a campaign trail that winds through dozens of ethnic neighborhoods.
At an Indian restaurant in Jackson Heights, Queens, Mayor Mike Bloomberg is dressed for the campaign trail. Over his gray suit is draped a bright Indian scarf. A woman offers him another garland of flowers.
Well, I can honestly say I've never in my life been given as many things to put around my neck or as many flowers.
Every politician is a formula for trying to win over a crowd that comes from a different culture. Bloomberg always attempts to speak their language.
I guess I should start by saying Shiv Namawatse. How's my pronunciation? Not good. Okay.
And then Bloomberg goes for an even more difficult trick. The billionaire Republican mayor tells a room full of immigrants that he can identify with them.
I come from a community like this one, a little bit more suburban, in Medford, Massachusetts. My mother still lives in the house I grew up in.
This is what a New York City mayor's race sounds like 4 months before the primary. Before the TV ads and slick mailers and televised debates, Mayor Bloomberg and the candidates who want to replace him must make their pitch one neighborhood at a time in community halls, ethnic festivals, and parades.
Most people want to see a street campaign. They want to see the candidate. They want to touch him. They want to be asked personally for their support.
That's former New York Mayor Ed Koch, who was a master at working the room. He says you have to walk the line between making a connection with people and pandering to them. Rather than trying to speak a foreign language or wear ethnic dress, Koch says he always tried to appeal to a shared desire to be middle class.
The message, whether it's to Russians in Little Odessa by the Sea in Brighton or to the Asian Indians, it was the same message.
The four Democrats vying for the chance to run against Mayor Bloomberg are still searching for their messages and looking for any ways to help voters identify with them. For C. Virginia Fields, the Manhattan borough president who lives in Harlem, that meant attending a Passover Seder and drawing parallels between the African-American and Jewish struggles against oppression.
I'm going to ask you to join me in singing a favorite freedom song of mine. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom.
For those candidates who don't have the pipes, there's always the personal story. Congressman Anthony Weiner from Queens tries to connect with Chinese immigrants downtown by talking about his own family's rise from the neighborhood.
Wolf Weiner, that was my great-grandfather's name, Wolf Weiner, who started out with a fur shop here on the Lower East Side. His great-grandson is now a congressman running for mayor because of the economic opportunities that New York City and particularly this community created.
But sometimes all you need to get a community group on your side is the right word. New York City Council Speaker Gifford Miller from the Upper East Side got a round of applause in Chinatown for just trying a little Cantonese.
Dai gao.
It may look easy, but in politics, tailoring your message to different constituencies can backfire. The man who was considered the frontrunner in the mayoral race, former Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer, sent his campaign into a tailspin earlier this spring when he told a gathering of police officers that the 1999 police shooting of an unarmed immigrant, Amadou Diallo, was not a crime. He then had to turn around and explain those remarks to an African-American audience at the National Action Network convention.
The words I used were careless, and I realized that those words caused a number of people who believed in me all these years, caused them some pain. And I've felt pain as well.
The controversy cost Ferrer his lead in the polls, and Ferrer ended up replacing his top advisors. Back at the Indian restaurant in Queens, the voters who came to see Mayor Bloomberg speak were more forgiving of the mayor's attempt to say hello in another language.
He said Shri Namaste, but he didn't pronounce it properly. But it's good enough, everyone understood.
Chico Soni and Amrapali were just thrilled that the mayor even ventured out to Jackson Heights.
It means a lot to just to come here.
He wouldn't have made an appearance if he didn't care.
And for a mayor that's often seen as aloof and unable to connect with real New Yorkers, that's a welcome compliment. Forget the message. In politics, sometimes the most important thing is just showing up. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.